So do you think that feeling of healing and togetherness that everybody has during that moment of birth, do you think that that might have positive repercussions when something does happen down the line that may go wrong with the mother, where she may have to be hospitalized in an issue that may lead to something that could cause her or her infant's death? Because at least when you have that connection with the mother and father and family members, they at least have a feeling of how that other person is feeling. And when something is wrong, then everybody's going to want to get involved. And they're not going to say, you just have the baby blues or you just have a little nausea. Everybody's connected and everybody has that sense of something.
And then also everybody has their sense of individuality of where I need to get some healing or I need to talk to somebody. Postpartum work is extremely important. I'm just now realizing how big it is, because it's like we just had conversations with women in the office. And then they're coming in to get their diapers after the birth, and it's been 6 months since the baby's been born, and they're still having emotions come up. So I was amazed at how many of those clients we have who are doing postpartum emotional work. There's a lot of work to do in postpartum because I'm teaching them how to listen to their baby. And then so one of the things I do is I'll teach how what each cry means. Now, if we have a generation who's finally listened to and whose emotions matter, then there's going to be an incredible amount of creativity coming out of that baby. It's a more positive, for sure. This is middle class all the way to the poor. They don't know how to listen to their baby and let that baby cry. Because when things get hard, they're going to know who can handle it. And if you can handle their cry when they're little, you're setting them up for, I've got somebody who can listen to me. I know where to go get my healing.